Chapter 12. London will never be the same. Toby's mother shook her head in sadness. "We have no home now," she said.
"Where will you stay?" Robert asked.
"My sister Nell lives across the river with her family. We'll stay with her."
"You'll be safe there," said Lucy. "The fire didn't spread south of the river."
"But what about Uncle Oliver and Aunt Bess?" Molly said.
"They can come there too," her mother replied. "We'll be one big family then." The boat reached the other riverbank. In this part of the city, the streets were quieter. It was easier to push the cart. They arrived at Aunt Nell's house at 10 o'clock. When she opened the door, Aunt Nell looked at them in amazement. All their faces were black, and they were covered in dust and ash. Aunt Nell did not recognize Toby, Molly, or their mother. Everybody washed, had a meal, and felt better. Toby's mother went to bed and fell asleep at once. Toby and Molly told Aunt Nell about their adventures. Then they became quiet. They were thinking of their home. They were tired after such a long and exciting night.
"We are lucky," said Toby. "We had somewhere to go. There must be lots of people with nowhere to go. They will have to sleep outside or go into the countryside."
"This is only the first day of the Great Fire," said Robert. "It will burn for 4 more days. London will never be the same again."
"Come on, Lucy," said Robert. "It's time for us to go home now. Grandad will be worried about us."
Robert turned to Toby.
"I'm sorry we came at such a sad time."
"You helped us to escape. Thank you," said Toby.
"I don't know if we will see you again," Lucy said to Molly, "but I will never forget you."
"May I look at your time travel phone again?" Toby asked Robert.
Robert gave him the phone. Toby pressed a few of the buttons.
"Perhaps one day I will travel to the future," he said.
He grinned, then handed the phone back.
"Thank you for giving your necklace to the boatman," said Molly to Lucy.
Lucy smiled. She was sorry to lose her necklace, but she was pleased to help.
"We must go," said Robert.
The children waved goodbye. Robert and Lucy put in the password backwards and pressed the green buttons on their time travel phones. Everything went dark. There was the sound of wind rushing. Then they were back in Grandad's study.